Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Geist and Dolls. That is courtesy of Atlas Novak. I'm Jack,
Geist,
that's Miles.
And Dolls.
Geist and Dolls, like who's guys that? And dolls.
Oh, I thought it was Miss Geist from Clueless and a bunch of loose dolls. Yeah, that. Do you remember Miss Geist? That's the one that they try and hook her up with.
Oh, hook her up with.
Wallace they're crossing Shawn? Legs. Yeah, they're crossing legs towards each other. That's an unequivocal sex invite.
Yeah.
I think was the line, and that's not true, turns out.
No.
Crossing your legs towards someone is not an unequivocal sex invite.
But I did like take that to be a fact when I saw that in Clueless for
cross your legs
away from me. I might as well just go home.
Oh wow, you have a boyfriend. You have a husband, Mrs. Anderson? What?
Mom, what the fuck are you doing?
You're sick.
Gross.
What the fuck are you talking about? Sorry, Amy Heckerling gave me all of my ideas about what is and isn't real about this thing called puberty.
Yes, yes. Well, like I said up top, Geist and Doll. No, I'm Jack, that's Miles, and here are some of the things that are trending this afternoon. Bernie Madoff, rest in power, my friend. Yeah. Really, really.
One of the greats.
One of the greats to ever do it. The Drudge Report headline is Madoff in hell, which is aggressive. But that's what I respect about him is how hard and thoroughly he got to the conservatives of, you know. Obviously, there were some victims who were not, like, millionaires. And
100%.
Yeah, he did a lot of damage to a lot of people. But it is funny how just unequivocally they're like, rotten hell, man.
It's because he did the thing all Republicans wish they were with that mask off about. It's like, well, we're fine with just doing the capitalist grift, and they really hate when someone's like, no, bro, y'all are fuck. Watch me steal everyone's money, because I don't give a fuck. And they're like, I wanted to do that, but I How'd you do that?
And apparently a big hit in prison. People like really respected him in prison, and like he gave people kind of advice, financial advice. And so shout out to Bernie Madoff. Not really, but
no, I say yes, y'all. I mean, okay. we lost a king today.
Yeah.
King of shit. I don't even know. That shit is so old, but yeah, God, I mean, if you think Bernie Madoff was bad, there's a lot more people walking the earth today, free.
Doing their job. Yeah, doing their job, ripping people off and being open about it, but, you know, finding ways to manipulate relationships and laws and loopholes to get away with it.
Yeah, a lot of Madoffs around.
Yeah. Nomadland is trending. We kind of briefly mentioned this, but so Nomadland is the Frances McDormand movie where she plays like somebody who lived in a town that got shut down because of the crumbling economy, and then now, and her husband died, and now she just kind of lives out of a van, and like there's a whole community of people. It was based on a nonfiction book about this community of people who kind of live in vans and just you know, drive from gig to gig in this gig economy of ours.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking at the time, like, it shows Amazon as like a, you know, giant, massive, not like very humanizing place to work, but it does, you know, she is able to have like community with the people who work there, and there's like warm relationships between the workers at this Amazon warehouse. Yes, it is patrolled by a robot, but like it just kind of passes by those details of what life is like in the gig economy. It doesn't really pick them up and spend time with it. And so people are kind of saying it's weird that this is the front runner for Best Picture at a time when we're, as a culture, kind of coming to terms with just how bad Amazon is to its workers.
Head in the sand, baby. Head in the sand. Yeah. That's just the culture. There's we're not able to look the truth in its eye and then respond to it. If the truth is too ugly, we will completely bring up the fucking preservation mechanisms to either distract ourselves with something else or begin writing articles that have nothing to do with the truth of what we're all seeing. It's frustrating, but then it makes sense. You're like, oh, but this movie's like, it kind of shows like it's kind of cold in there. That's kind of true, but right. Not talking about like how awful in general, like the idea that people who are our parents' age, our grandparents' ages, where you're like, oh, y'all should be able to like not fucking work. Like, I wish we had a society set up where at a certain point they're like, thank you for giving your labor to this system. Now you can chill. Unfortunately, we backload it, so you have to go through all this bullshit before you can rest.
Yeah, and the movie isn't
like this, like traveling to survive. It's like, oh boy.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. That's why I'm like a little bit, you know, of two minds with this critique, because first of all, it's like, you know, a work of art, and so
right. It's not like a documentary even though it is chill.
That's kind of what it's getting credit for, is being both like a split between a feature and a documentary. But it's also like the overall like effect that you get is not like pro-capitalism, right? Like it's more these people are just having to move just to survive and just having to, you know, work and play, like live among the remnants of previous generation success just to get by. It's not like things are great and Amazon is our hero. It's like it's more nuanced, but like people are pointing out that the nonfiction book that it's based on like had details such as a 70-year-old camper force worker. That's like the thing where people come with their campers and like Amazon provides a RV park basically where they can all live, and then they work for Amazon for like a period around the holidays, I think. Mm-hmm. But In the nonfiction book, one of the Camper Force workers was stationed near a conveyor belt, and a box flew off and knocked him down, causing him to hit his head. And Amazon's in-house medics determined he hadn't suffered a concussion, and he was sent back to the job.
The Amazon in-house medics determined he hadn't suffered a concussion is the most...
It's so wild, like, that they have medics ready to tell you to go back to work. Like, that is an expense they're willing to pay, not to create a work environment where you can't like walk off the job.
I'm sorry, are these professionally trained medics? Oh, no. They're people who are, before you can actually move into corporate HR, you have to be one of these people who pretends you're an in-house medic.
That's the training.
Who then just is like, nah, that ain't no concussion. Yeah, you're good. You're like, you didn't even do anything. You just asked me how hard I hit my head.
Right.
Okay, great.
Mm. Anyways, definitely a worthy conversation. I think anything that can draw attention to how fucked the worker conditions are for the gig workers in Amazon and just gig workers in general, I think is probably worthwhile. But
I haven't seen the film. I know what it's about, and I've seen like sort of isolated clips, but overall, would it make someone be like, oh, that sucks for these people?
I think
Or is it kind of like balanced? You're like, that sucks, but also, you know, like at least it's all right. Like, yeah, they got some stuff.
It feels like post-apocalyptic. Like the whole thing feels like they are living in the ruins of a shattered culture. That's right. What you get from the Amazon part where, like I said, there are like these rolling robots that are like zooming around on the floor that where they're working. And the idea that I got from it is that like this is like sort of a, in the way that a lot of post-apocalyptic movies are like, this is the story about the resilience of the human spirit. Like, it's kind of like that, where like they're finding ways to bond and like have fun conversations despite with that. Each other, despite the fact that it's just complete hell that they're living in.
I think the way that we're going to have to get to like a point where people start actually realizing what the fuck this actually means, that people in their 70s are like, well, my retirement plan is to have the little bit of cash I have to buy a mobile shelter, so I'm technically unhoused, and travel from gig to gig to just eke out a living at my age. And I think that we need like the fucking in the arms of an angel treatment, where it's old white people, and unfortunately it's gonna have to be old white people because they're like puppies for white people in this country, where they're like dirty in Amazon warehouses, for people to be like, oh shit,
yeah,
that's not how I want Nana to live. Because just explaining people in their 70s and in their twilight years are having to live like this is still obscure. And I remember reading that New York Times article years ago when like this first thing sort of emerged about like boomers finding their retirement in mobile homes and shit, how like immediately I was like, oh, it's so fucked up. But yeah, I guess everyone's going to get that message a different way.
Second degree murder is trending, as is Kim Potter's name. Kim Potter is the police officer who murdered Dante Wright. In a traffic stop.
Look at that. Already yesterday. Second degree manslaughter.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That was quick. Being held without bail. Because a lot of the things they're saying was they were just looking at her duty belt, you know, where she has all her equipment, and the taser is on the left side, the handgun is on the right side, and the way that they are holstered is that they're essentially the grips are like facing the rear, so you can draw like with your right hand, draw from the holster on your right hip, versus like if it were reversed, you might cross your waist to draw your gun because the handle's facing outward. So they're saying like, you know what side your shit is on, and based on the direction or orientation of the handle, you drew your gun.
Right.
You didn't think you drew your fucking taser, and so they're like, yeah, this kind of clear that I don't think this is an accident. Aside from maybe verbalizing it for the camera to deliver your attempt at an Academy Award for most racist goon trying to pretend that they're human. Like, oh, shit, I shot him. I don't know about that. And the other thing too is knowing that I think she was the head of the police union or whatever over there. Yeah. Like they, you know, because there's plenty of stories talking about how the heads of the police unions are typically someone like you are the person getting in the way of, you know, you're covering for officers that kill people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You step in. There's a, and another write up there talking about how in one of these shootings, like in the investigation, you saw the first person, an officer, after they shot someone, killed them as they lay dying, was a text to the head of the union, the police union, to explain what just happened, more than calling for backup, more than other things like, yo, this just happened, because that's what they do. And yeah, there's just so many.
Yeah. I mean, the police unions and many times are the ones who, if the police are criticized, are the, like, they're the tip of the spear in terms of just like the toxic ideology of like, you said what about us? You can't talk about us that way. Like, let's go back at them. I mean, we saw that with just the New York police union response where they,
and even then the protests, they were flying a Blue Lives Matter flag. The cops send up, they start flying flags.
Yeah. Yeah. And like also
they, it's shoot, clear.
Yeah. And they were told by, or there was a city council vote where they were like, you can't shoot at the people anymore. Like, you can't shoot tear gas. You can't do any of this shit. And the police completely ignored that. So just wildly unaccountable, seemed to be just responding to hurt feelings, as that's been their entire MO, this entire, you know, movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, is to act like you're being personally attacked and then use your military grade weaponry to have a temper tantrum.
And this, I don't know what the, I don't know where this, how this, this evolution, like what's going to happen exactly, because they're being looser and looser. You know, nearly damn near three people were killed every day by police in 2020. And I don't know how they think they're going to spin this in any way other than, I don't know, maybe we'll just see more breakdancing police viral videos or something to try and be like, no, it's not just that stuff. Hope at this point, people's opinions, really, you really need to start thinking about what law enforcement actually means and what safety actually means, because for too long, we're just going hook, line, and sinker, mouths open, being like, whatever you feed me, like, okay, cop good. Yeah, we like cops, great. They're people too. And they are. But the way policing works, it creates a system and a whole army of non-humans who look at many other people as being subhuman, and therefore their lives not being worth anything. And that has nothing to do with safety.
Anthony Edwards is trending. In happier news. No, Anthony Edwards, the number one pick in the NBA this year. That's a great joke.
Miles, I think we did it last time. We
Miles,
about
it's a great
Anthony
joke.
Dr. Mark Green?
Dr. Mark Green, yeah. Picked first in the NBA draft by the Minnesota Timberwolves. This dude is just one of the funniest. He's just never, he doesn't like have any filter. And so, like, there's a big news story that A-Rod is putting together a ownership group to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves. And he was asked how he felt about it. And he was like, I don't know who that is about A-Rod. that rules.
And do you think he's for real? I mean,
yeah, I think so. I think he just, like, I don't know. He's young and
he's the richest dude.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you, if you weren't around, if you weren't like paying attention when he was in the league, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Edwards, I feel like if you don't care about baseball, like for as athletes, you're like, you want that A-Rod money. Like just colloquially, A-Rod is known as the dude who secured one of the heaviest bags of all time.
Yeah.
And you want that. But I don't think it really matters because I also love him with, especially when he was talking to that Irish reporter a couple weeks ago.
Like,
and he's like, I like that. That's tough.
Yo, that where accent, are you from?
Tough. Like, Ireland. From Ireland. Oh, yeah, that's Ireland. Tough. I like that. I like that.
Could you ask that question again?
Yeah. So in a way, I mean, yeah, he's definitely very endearing. So I take nothing away from Dr. Mark Green.
Texas Rolling Blackouts, they almost fucked that one up again because of, like, they were expecting a cold front. So we're not expecting a lot of air conditioning being needed, and the cold front never hit. And they were like, hey, man, we dodged a bullet. I know you guys thought we were bad, but we came real close to having rolling blackouts again, but we dodged a bullet. And it's like, because the temperature projections were like 20 degrees off. You guys were almost, you were like on the edge of having another disaster.
This place is, if we weren't so comfortable as fucking consumers at every other level, we would literally, like, other countries at this point are, everybody's in the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the infrastructure is so clearly falling apart. Their fucking energy system in Texas is an absolute joke. And I think, I don't know, how much longer, everybody, till we figure out, like, a lot has to change very fucking quickly. Mm-hmm. The idea that they're like, oh God, we didn't know it was going to be fucking hot. Like, what? And the system's so fragile that just off of that dumb shit, people are going to be like, hey man, we might have to have some blackouts because of this shit.
Like, that is such a low level of, like, expectations for the people running such an important system. It's just like, that's, you wouldn't forgive anyone for being like, it's a little hotter than I expected, so I'm gonna fuck off today. My job. Yeah. Like, that's that is not okay. And finally, Eric Adams is trending. I mean, it's I'll just say, check this video out. Ayumi Shinozaki, tomorrow's guest. It's her tweet at the end of the episode. It's one of the most amazing things of it. It's
he's
one of the great tweets.
Eric Adams right now is running for mayor of New York, and he used to be a cop, baby. And that's why he's got the fucking New York Fire Officers Union and shit backing him. Cause, you know, he's part of that whole, you know, back the blue, back the whatever shit. And his video is really something else. It is. And I say it when we first talk about, he's so cop brained. It's like he's ceased to become a human because he only sees a, like, perp and officer binary.
Yeah. So the video, the premise is he's going to show you how to go through your own house and see where kids might be hiding contraband. And it rules. It's one of the funniest. Like, I can't believe how just on the nose it is, but still.
It's gonna, if it doesn't inspire an SNL sketch by the weekend, I'm gonna be really mad.
Yeah,
because it's such a New York video, and the logic of the video, and I don't even mean to get in front of Ayumi's tweet, but that's how good this shit was. We had to talk about it so much even after we recorded, but the logic of the video is like the best kind of comedy. Where it's like, you don't know what your kids got in the house. I mean, look at this backpack. Maybe there's a crack pipe in the front pocket. Like, what? And then there's another section just producing guns out of the strangest places.
Yeah. Look at this stuffed animal. You wouldn't expect it, but yeah.
Just look up. The string music is absolutely on some other shit. But yeah, this video came out like 10 years ago. But because he's running, it's coming back, baby. And it's working. Yeah.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending right now. That's going to do it for this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.